This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 4th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, making it perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in that Prime Minister Netanyahu has declared Israel will not withdraw from Gaza until Hamas is fully disarmed. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew states earlier this hour that the document with Hamas is a historic concession but poses risks on the ground. Also this hour, the foreword reveals that the U.S. Justice Department pledges action on anti-Semitic hate crimes in New York, recognizing Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case. Separately, JTA reports just in that a Maimonides statue in Cordoba was defaced, sparking discussions on anti-Semitism. And finally, the Jerusalem Post notes that the writings of Maimonides provide insight into enduring hate, offering hope for future generations. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 wrote just minutes ago, highlighting that Netanyahu has stated there will be no withdrawal from current positions until Hamas is disarmed. Belaz News posted earlier today that Israel, Lebanon, and the US are in talks about who will verify Hezbollah disarmament, with Italy considered for the role. Eve Barlow, an activist and commentator, urged society to stand up against boycotting Jews, emphasizing it as the moral position. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the news from Ynet, Prime Minister Netanyahu has reiterated that Israel's military presence in Gaza will remain until Hamas is fully disarmed. This announcement follows a rejected draft by the Trump administration concerning Gaza's future. The decision underscores Israel's commitment to security and stability in the region. Turning to the report from Israel Hayom, the agreement with Hamas marks a significant shift as it involves Hamas giving up its armed struggle and civil control in Gaza. This development, however, carries potential risks as the implementation process begins. The paper calls it a dramatic move with historical implications. Meanwhile, the foreword details the U.S. Justice Department's recent commitment to addressing anti-Semitic hate crimes, now recognizing Ari Halberstam's murder as a civil rights case. This pledge comes decades after the tragic event, indicating a renewed focus on combating anti-Semitism in America. In related news from JTA, a statue of Maimonides in Cordoba was defaced, prompting a reflection on his teachings about anti-Semitism. The incident has sparked conversations on the enduring nature of hate and the resilience of Jewish culture and history. Turning to business and markets, First Israel Hayom Business reports that many Israelis leave large sums in regular accounts without earning interest, despite better options available. This highlights a need for financial awareness and better investment strategies. Separately, Mariv Business covers the collapse of a pharmaceutical subsidiary, revealing that investors were informed too late. A shareholder now seeks legal action against the company's executives, raising questions about corporate governance. And finally, a report from Globes discusses the breakdown of a major deal involving G-City. The parties involved, Chaim Katzman and Tzachi Abu, cite different reasons for the breakup, but maintain the split was amicable. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.